Yisera Snippets tonight is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum, continuing Le'ilu Nishmas Adol Bas Yudit Tzvi, but also in memory of Jack's father, Shmuel ben Shimon, whose neshama should have an aliyah. We continue to go through the second Alaluka following Ashrei, and we've been building on this theme of Bonei Yerushalayim. The theme is redemption, geula, longing to feel Hashem's guiding hand through our lives and bringing us to a place of redemption. Harofei L'shvur Lev, we describe God as the one who heals those with a broken heart. And how does he do that? By Monemis Parla Kochavim, L'chulam Shemos Yikra, by the fact that he knows 400 billion stars in our galaxy, 100 billion galaxies, a one with approximately 19 zeros afterwards, and Hashem knows every single star. He gives each one a name. And that's a metaphor, it's a symbol for his relationship, his intimate personal relationship with every one of us. So the Shvurei Lev, those who are brokenhearted, those who feel sad, hopeless, and despondent, they feel Hashem's love and encouragement by knowing that while others may have forgotten their name, Hashem never does. He has a plan for each and every one of us. Which brings us up to the next pasuk. Gadol Adoneinu v'rav koach, l'svunaso ein mispar. We describe Hashem as Gadol Adoneinu, our master, our God. He's Gadol, he's great. That word Gadol we've translated several times in the Siddur until now. Gadol always means... It's time to re-listen to Siddur snippets, people. Gadol always means the midah of chesed. When we describe Hashem as gadol, it's not that he's strong or mighty. It's not that he can lift every boulder. It's not that he's the master of the universe. Gadol means he's the master of chesed. That he interacts with the world with compassion. That even when strict justice is deserving, Hashem nevertheless provides kindness and compassion. Hashem nevertheless acts with chesed. He's gadol. So gadol adeneinu. Even when we feel down and out, despondent, shvurei lev, brokenhearted, no, gadol adoneinu, our master is not looking for revenge, and he's not looking for justice, and he's not looking to get even. He's gadol, he's better than that, and he's bigger than that, and he's capable of doing chesed, even when it is not deserved. L'svunaso, we say that his wisdom, the tfuna, the bina, wisdom, the Hebrew word for bina is tfuna, we have, actually appropriate for tonight, chabad, chachma, bina, and das. We have three different words to describe knowledge, and each has their own understanding. Chabad was not invented by the Baal HaTanya while he was in prison, before prison, or when he got out of prison. But rather, Chabad is the what is considered Bezalel, the architect of the Mishkan, was endowed with Chachma, Bina, and Das. That's why he was chosen. That's why he was designated. What are the differences between Chachma, Bina, and Das is not for now, but Bina is the middle one. That's Tfuna, that's Bina. Lahavdil bein this to that. The ability to compare, contrast, to analyze, to distinguish. That's why we say Havdalah in Atach Onein La'adam Das, because without Havdalah, there cannot be Chachma, there cannot be Bina. Without the ability to contrast and to see the difference between things. Bina is the ability to distinguish. Tfuna is the same word from the word Bain. Bina comes from the word Bain, to know the difference between this and that. They say when you walk out of a shir, you walk out of learning, any experience of learning, you only really absorb and really integrate the learning if you can answer the question, what is different about you? How are you different? Bain this, Bain that. How are you different after you learned it than the way you were beforehand? How do you think about it differently? How do you understand it differently? How will you behave differently as a result? So our Hashem, he's Gadol Adoneinu. He uplifts those who are down and out. He's Rofei the Shvurei Lev. He heals the brokenhearted by first of all knowing that he gives each of us a name. He's involved in each of our lives. He knows everything going on. That Gadol Adoneinu, he's not interested in getting even or practicing justice, but he's interested in doing chesed. And L'svuna, so his understanding, his wisdom is Ein Mispar. Now the Radak points out, as do many others, that is a very peculiar way of describing or measuring wisdom. You can use all kinds of adjectives to talk about wisdom, but ein mispar, it doesn't have a number. As if what, Hashem took an IQ test? Ein mispar, Hashem's IQ is off the charts. It's ein mispar. It's greater than any number, it's greater than infinity, we can't even imagine. You don't measure wisdom or knowledge, thoughtfulness, with a number. So what is David HaMelech saying? What is this praise of Hashem that L'tfuna so, his tfuna, his bina is ein mispar? So Radak has a magnificent pshat. The Radak says the following, mispar here doesn't mean number. We use that same root, samach peresh, to mean something else. Not only number, think about Pesach night. What's the mitzvah? Sipur yitzias mitzrayim. L'svina so ein mispar, says the Radak, means it's beyond any story that we can tell. No matter how gevaldika hashkocha prat the story you have, no matter how great of a more than a coincidence story that you have, no matter how what a tearjerker, no matter how much it tugged on your heartstrings, no matter how good your story is that is meant to convey the depth of Hashem's wisdom, ein mispar. There's no story that can capture it. There's no story that can tell it. L'tvuna so says the Radak, ein mispar. Not that it doesn't have a number, not that it can't be measured, but we can't adequately describe it. We can't adequately tell the story. Rav Hirsch has a different understanding. Rav Hirsch is bothered by the same question. What do you mean, L'tvuna so ein mispar, that it doesn't have a number? Of course you don't measure understanding with a number. It's not relevant. So says Rav Hirsch, you know what it means? L'tvuna so, it's going back on Moneh Mispar L'Kochavim. The same word, Mispar. We just praised Hashem by saying He can count the stars, one with 19 zeros afterwards. I don't even know a number that can reflect that. 400 billion times 100 billion, that's a whole lot of billion. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts every one, and each one has a name. And you know what? With all of that, L'tvuna so, ein Mispar. The ones who really understand Him are the Shvurei Lev. The people who've been down and out, who've needed to rely and lean on Him, who've needed to feel His love and support, the people who've turned to Him, they're the ones who really understand Him. Ein mispar, to that big number, that vast number, that almost infinite number of stars, that's not, stars don't have a knowledge or a wisdom, they don't even have an awareness or an appreciation of Hashem. The ones who really understand, who really get it, who really connect with, says Rav Hirsch, they are the Shvurei Lev. The handful of brokenhearted who merited to feel Hashem's love and His presence, to feel His support, they are more important than the countless number of the heavenly bodies, and that's what David HaMelech is communicating. We'll continue tomorrow night, Me'odet Anavim Hashem Mashpil Risha'im. Why are we contrasting the Anavim, the humble, with Risha'im? Are those two sides of a coin? Are they necessarily opposites? What's David HaMelech getting at? Preview for tomorrow night.